Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I am Russ Moore, and with me today is Tom Laird.
Hey, that's me.
Hey, we're hanging out. We were recording some other stuff, and we're like, hey, why not tell you about a really cool show called Roleplay Retcon?
It's got a super high concept, and it's super fun. Roleplay Retcon tries to improve on infamous box office flops by making them into TTRPG mini campaigns.
Box office flops? What kind of shenanigan type movies are we getting into here?
Oh boy. So we got Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. They use Savage Worlds for that one. Twilight.
Uh-huh.
They redo Twilight using Fate Core.
That matches.
That sounds wild.
Yep.
Super Mario Brothers.
That's the one we're going to be sharing today.
I mean, this is a really fun idea, Russ.
I wish I came up with it myself. But so they pick a different movie. They play through an arc. They pick different game systems. So it gives you a little flavor and touch into different game systems so that you can use around your table. This is very cool. The core members of this Roleplay Retcon, which you're going to listen to here shortly, are Jenzi, who is a theater teacher, Ben, a professional writer, Alex, a tabletop RPG expert with 15 years of experience in over a dozen RPG systems. Like, they got a stacked cast, buddy.
Yeah, and the really cool thing about this, too, is there's no real particular listening order because each mini campaign is going to be, like, contained into itself. It's not like they're going to bleed through to other ones.
I would say pick a movie you really liked and go see how they did better, or just pick one like, well, that was just the worst movie ever, and see if they did it better, because sometimes that's the fun. I think I'm going to go listen to, after we listen to this one here, Batman and Robin, because if Oof. They didn't leave in all of Mr. Freeze's hooks.
Oh, if anything, I think they need to add more.
That's what would have made that Joel Schumacher movie better, is if they added more Arnold Schwarzenegger lines.
That's right. Mr. Freeze really stole that movie.
Yes, he did.
So each series begins with Rookie Camp, where they introduce the series and they go over the RPG system that they're using. And then each series ends with the rehash, where they talk about the original movie and how their version stacks up against it.
Love it. A little pregame, postgame breakdown. They played with some friends that we share, like Rev from the Crit Show. He showed up in their...
Oh, I love that guy.
Absolutely. He showed up in their Dark Tower episodes using Cowboy World, which I haven't even heard of Cowboy World, and I really want to play Cowboy World now.
I mean, I don't know anything about it other than the name, and I also want to play Cowboy World.
We're going to go play Cowboy World while you listen to this episode of Roleplay Retcon, featuring the hit movie from 1993, Super Mario Brothers.
Bob Hoskins as you've never seen him before.
You're going to laugh a lot in this one, and we hope that you enjoy it. During which, make sure you subscribe to Roleplay Retcon, find another arc that they have played, and you will enjoy it. Go give them, and if you find them on social, tell them we sent you, because we like to do that too. Okay, here's the episode. Bye now.
Bye. Roleplay Retcon does not own any part of the original versions of the movies we retcon, nor are we associated in any way with the artist who made them. Also, while we are not the rowdiest bunch, we are adults goofing off, so we might say some things that some people might not want their kids to hear.
The soundtrack for this series features the band Challenger Deep. Please check them out wherever you get music online.
On most days, the Mushroom Kingdom is a peaceful place. Whimsical, even, with its rolling hills and sunshiny weather. Normally, the castle the Mushroom Kingdom's ruler, Princess Peach, calls home is abuzz with the business of the day, with subjects coming and going and the princess working hard for her kingdom. The noise was different today, though. Today has been a nightmare for Princess Peach and the Mushroom Kingdom. An army stormed the castle in the early morning hours, many of which seemed to be hulking, jackbooted versions of her own mushroom-headed subjects. As the day wore on, the princess and the dwindling mushroom-headed folk that stayed loyal to the crown and kingdom had been backed into the throne room by the mysterious army. Peach, what's going on? What are you doing?
Okay, so Peach is in the throne room, and she is on the inside panicking ever so slightly, but on the outside she is calm, cool, and collected because she is an inspiring, charismatic leader. So, what Peach is going to do is she's going to say, "It's okay, everyone. We just need to calm down and figure out a way out of this." So she's going to go over to her control panel.
Okay.
Which she has for her castle. And she's going to start looking at it and trying to figure things out.
What's going on in the control panel?
So she's looking at her control panel and she's seeing lots of videos, live recordings from different places in her castle. And there's lots of... She has no idea what's going on with her own loyal subjects, her own mushroom kind. But they have teamed up with some lizard folk for some weird reason, and they're walking around. She can't really see a rhyme or reason to what's going on, though.
Yeah. So are you in your throne room?
Yes. She's still in the throne room. Well, there's like a little bitty annex behind the throne room where the control panel is. I assume that there's a toad who's in charge of the security and in charge of the control panel, so she's going to ask it, what's going on here?
Princess, the castle's overrun with an army. We don't know why they're here or what they want. Some say they've spotted a leader, a tall, business-suited figure with horns.
Okay, have you seen them on the screen yet?
No, they seem to be standing at the back of the army. But the castle is overrun. The throne room doors will shatter any moment. What do we do? What do we do?
We are going to calm down. We're going to get through this. So she's going to...
Breathing exercises.
Yes. Deep breathing. In through the nose, out through the mouth. So she's going to go back into the main throne room. How many subjects does she have in here?
I'm going to say you've got like 4.
Oh, okay. All right. Perfect. And the doors are going to cut down any second now.
Yes. As a matter of fact, you hear them sort of thoom, thoom.
They thoom.
Thoom.
Perfect. All right. So she stands in front of her loyal subject. She puts a hand out and she says, "Stop!"
Nothing stops. The splinters and the wood on the door, the wood on the door begins to splinter, and finally the the doors swing off their hinges and fall down with a mighty crash. And in steps and like in floods an army of lots of different sized people. Some of them are the reptiles you've been seeing all day. And some of them are just they're giant figures with these jack boots and these like long brown coats that have lots of like studs and stuff all over them, and like spikes and studs on the shoulders and stuff. And they have these tiny little heads, but they look like they're mushroom people, or at least used to be. A lot of them aren't really armed, but one of them is holding what looks like a very large flamethrower.
She's going to try and use her charisma, and she is going to try and halt them and demand that someone speaks to her about this.
These figures don't really, like, talk. They don't seem to want to say anything.
So they're not reacting whatsoever to her speaking?
No. However,
Goomba,
you do hear like a slow clapping sound, you know, like a douchebag might do. And there's a lot of like smoke coming in from outside of this hallway where a lot of combat may have been happening. And you see this figure who's taller than a lot of the reptilian creatures, but much shorter than the large jackbooted creatures. They're about as tall as you, Peach. And it's really hard to make them out through the smoke, but you can see a pair of like red eyes, and they seem to be the one clapping. And they said like, hey, this has been a lot of fun, but I'm gonna need you to surrender now.
How dare you, she says. She starts rallying her very few toadstools that she has in the room with her.
The toads seem very nervous. They really want to help you. They're loyal to you, but your security officer is saying, "Princess, I hate to be this guy, but I think maybe we should do it."
Of course, she says. You guys go back into the annex. I'll take care of this.
And they do.
She walks forward and stands her ground. She also takes out a golf club.
And this figure, who you still can't quite make out through this smoke, says like, "Man, I kind of like this room, and I really didn't want to wreck it. But if you want to play nine holes, we can play nine holes." And he like snaps it.
"I'll play nine holes with your face. Let's go."
Ooh.
So he snaps his fingers, and the army converges towards you. And let's do our first combat of Woin.
All right, let's do it.
Woin.
All right, something I didn't explain in the setup episode of Woin was that everything uses D6s in Woin, and like that uses like sort of piles of D6s, pools of D6s. So that's how we're gonna do some combat. So let's learn how to do combat. First of all, we're gonna make some attribute checks, if appropriate, for access to the ambush turn. I don't think we have an ambush turn here. We established pretty well that this was a standoff. So now let's roll initiative. This is just an intuition check.
Okay. So I click intuition.
Now,
click
you might submit. Get some bonuses from skills or other abilities, so check that out, Jensi.
I just hit intuition.
Okay. So what did you get?
I got 11.
So you're going to get to go first.
All right. She's going to start swinging at whoever is closest.
There's a small turtle person that's holding what seems to be just like a spear.
His name is Gregory.
His name is Gregory.
Golf club to the face. Let's go.
Nice. Okay. So that was like, so what you done? Yeah, you did like an agility roll, and you're proficient in it, and so you rolled a 9. That's cool. Ben's gonna look up and see what that means.
Well, now you would oppose that against their melee defense.
Okay.
So, did Peach beat them?
Yes. Yes, you
Yay.
Did.
right in the face.
Now Jency will roll their melee damage for a golf club.
Seven.
You clock that thing right in the face, and Gregory goes sprawling.
Yeah, fuck you, Gregory. Get out of here. I'm sorry, I used my one F word for this. Please cut that. Screw you, Gregory. Get out of here.
The whole room kind of goes like, ooh, when you do that. And so
yeah,
now,
you do.
Now the flamethrower wielding, like, Hulkster, is gonna let Hulkamania run wild. And
All right. So he approaches me, and I'm going to point my golf club toward him. I get to whack him next.
You could do that. So in combat, you get two actions. One of those actions might be movement. But since you're kind of standing your ground and just letting people come to you, I think even with a flame, no. So we'll say, let me back up. So one of the big guys without the flamethrower is gonna come up to you.
All right.
Is this one of the football
whack
guys?
Him too.
Yeah. No, this is a Goomba.
Okay.
Seven. Oh, wait, do I have to roll it first?
Yeah, roll your golf club first.
18.
Oh, shit, you crit.
Oh, my God, I critted on all three dice. Has that ever happened ever?
So I gotta look up what that means.
You get to add a special effect to it, essentially.
I'm gonna say that you just insta-defeat this guy.
Yeah, insta-defeat. Get out of here, big guy. You're messing with Princess Peach now. Sweet!
Now this figure just goes like, guys, why are you fighting her one at a time? Everyone go get her! And they look very nervous to do this, but
yeah,
they seem to be a little more afraid of the other guy. So,
I just want to say that you're throwing out some, like, strong John Hamm energy.
So, yeah, the flamethrower guy is going to try to shoot you with his flamethrower.
Bring it.
So I'm going to do a roll real quick. Okay, so this did a 15 to its attack roll. What's your, like, ranged defense?
It is 10.
So 15 beats that.
It does.
And so this flamethrower like sprays across the throne room, and you get hit by a little bit, maybe a lot of bit, and I need to roll some damage now, and I'm gonna be rolling. It does 10 damage to you.
I'm still alive. It's okay.
Okay, something I didn't explain in our rookie camp episode is the role of luck in this system. And luck is really important. So you have a luck dice pool on your character sheet that doesn't work like your other dice pools. You'll never do luck attribute checks. At the beginning of each session, we'll refresh your luck. And so what is your luck dice pool, Jency?
I have 2d6. Okay, I will use them.
So you can do a lot of different things. You can either... I'll let you retcon this because I didn't bring this up earlier. But you can make your attribute checks better. You can add dice to your attribute checks. You can subtract dice from other people's attribute checks, like in combat.
I would like to do that one, I think.
Okay. Well, you can also use it to make damage go down. Or you can spend one to take an extra action.
So I'm at 8, and I feel like 8 is pretty good. So you're saying that I have 2 of these.
Right.
Use. So I'm at 8. 8's pretty good. So I'm going to keep my health where it is, and I'm going to use my luck to take another action.
Okay. I think you're technically supposed to do that on your turn, but I'm going to let it happen.
Okay. And I'm going to see this guy who... So we're retconning this? I'm doing this before he flamethrowed me, or...
No, I think if you're going to do this, you have to do it now that you've been flamethrowed.
Okay, I've been flamethrowed. So I'm going to...
Flame through, perhaps?
Nah, I like flamethrowed. I'm going to use my luck dice one of my two luck dice, and I'm going to flamethrow, which is the thing that I can do. I'm a fire mage. So, as a fire mage, I can use my fireball attack. And my fireball attack is a ranged attack. It's ranged for 30 feet, and it does 2d6 fire damage. So what I'm going to do is Peach is going to have a fucking nuff of this guy who is trying to flamethrow her and who has come into her castle and tried to hurt her toads? Absolutely not. So she is going to use her fireball attack on him. And she is going to just shoot fireballs from her hand.
Okay. Roll for that. Or do whatever you're supposed to do.
2d6. 8. I don't think that I actually have to roll to hit. It looks like it's just the fire damage that happens within 30 feet. So does that happen to everyone? Can I just throw out multiple fireballs?
I don't see why not. You're very powerful.
All right, she is very powerful as the princess of the Mushroom Kingdom. So yeah, she's going to do 8 damage to everyone within 30 feet in front of her.
Okay. So yeah, those fireballs go out, and some of the turtle people, it hits them, and they sort of like flop over, and like they immediately like retreat into their shells when it hits them. It hits some of these big guys, and it definitely seems to hurt them, and they sort of like give like some like ah, but they don't go down, and then one. A lot of them seem to be trying to like guard, like stand in front of the figure in the business suit, but one stray fireball gets back there, and you just it really finds its mark, and it hits him like square in the face, and yeah, he lets out this like God, you. Oh, you're such a jerk. Why did you do that? He says.
I'm sorry. I'm the jerk. You're the one storming my castle.
I'm going to push every one of you into a volcano if you do not get her right now. And so they finally, like, seem to kind of, like, get their courage up. They get their courage up, and they all at once begin to tromp towards you and get around you. Are you ready to surrender?
No, never surrender.
Does she have like a battle stance, or is she always kind of like how does she stand?
Princess Peach is always poised as a princess. She is always calm and collected. She is always in her leader stance and her battle stance.
As this army approaches you, you continue to throw out fireballs. You continue to swing your club, and you knock soldier after soldier over, but there's dozens of them. There's so many of them, and they've finally gotten up the courage to just swarm you. And as they do, the camera pulls away from this scene, and it shows us outside the castle what it looks like. There's a lot of little fires in places, and the sun is beginning to set, and it finally passes beyond the horizon, and the screen turns to black. Years later. Brooklyn, New York. Tell me about Mario and Luigi. What are you guys doing day to day? What's today? Today's a normal day for you guys.
Today is Thursday.
Luigi's running late for work. It's 10 a.m. He hasn't showed up on the job site.
Mario's already at the job site working.
Just Luigi bursts through the door.
Well, it's about time you showed up, Luigi. Shit, that is not a good
Oh, I don't like that. don't care for that at all.
I don't know what I was doing there.
You were doing George McHale, and I didn't like it.
I got flashbacks. No. Hold on.
You're trying to do Bob Hoskins real bad, aren't you?
I may have drunk too much of this peppermint schnapps.
Okay, well, maybe now is a good time to do some casting. First of all, let's back up and sort of retroactively say, like, Jinsy, who was playing Peach in that opening scene?
You know, Ben, the perfect Peach, in my opinion, is Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell?
I know. A goddess, a literal princess, and a goddess, and a queen. I do not have anything other than beautiful,
just sort of gushing over Kristen Bell.
God, Kristen Bell, man. Anyway.
You know what? Let's go to Luigi night. Who's playing Luigi?
I was thinking Adam Driver, since he's kind of on it right now.
We're just getting all of Jensen's favorite people in here.
He's tall. He's got the dark look. He's not so great with the mustache game, but I'm thinking we could spirit gum something onto his upper lip that looks appropriate.
Alex, I actually don't know who you're going to say, and like, I have to assume that you've given this just a lot of thought.
I have not given it much thought, but it is Bob Hoskins.
It can't be Bob Hoskins.
It can. If you can keep Judge Alvin Volkenhauser as Dan Aykroyd.
All right. You're right.
See, I've been trying to say that this whole time, and the whole time Ben's like, we can't leave anyone, even Taylor Lautner. And then he gets to do that, so yeah, I agree, Alex. I agree. We get to cast whoever.
There's no one that was more perfect for that role than Bob Hoskins.
Agreed. He was pretty good.
All right.
I thought I can do a Bob Hoskins impression.
I was about to say, then let's hear your Bob Hoskins, although that's never been a requirement.
It's not gonna happen.
You can't just give me like a gruff Brooklyn accent.
Hey, listen, this is my rough Brooklyn accent.
That's actually not bad. I actually really like that.
It's what I'm gonna do from now on. Hey, it's me. I'm a Mario.
All right, tell me about this job you guys are doing.
We're working the plumbing on Luigi's Lasagna Emporium. Not the same Luigi. It's a different Luigi. No relation,
Mario,
to this Luigi.
Mario, I'm sorry I'm late, buddy. I'm sorry. The Scapellis, they've been chasing me all around town. I was trying to get here on time.
The Scapellis? Where's my hammer? Somebody get my hammer. I'm going to go... I mean, I don't use a hammer to beat people that are Scapellis. We got a job to do here, Luigi. Come on, let's get to plumbing.
I'm sorry. They've been chasing me up and down 56th Street all day. I've been trying to get here. I've been having to go.
50th Street? Oh, that's a street right there.
Yeah, it runs 50th Street.
Straight. That's a long street.
Right parallel.
You got enough
53rd.
Energy to work this job after that street running you've been doing, Luigi?
Where are my tools?
I got your tools there in the truck.
Where's the truck?
The truck is out front, Luigi. Where else would the truck be?
I see the truck. I'll be right back.
Be right back. I'm going to be working on this washer.
All right. Mario, I want to back up to something you said.
Was it about 56th Street? Because it's a very long street.
It wasn't about how long 56th Street is. No. Do you indeed have some extra plumbing activities that involve your hammer? Like, what's going on with that?
Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I'm not saying in polite company.
I like that I just got to, like, interview Mario directly.
Yeah, Mario is a bit of a vigilante in that he's been pushed too far by the Scapellis. They've been muscling too hard on local good working folk. So Mario goes around at night protecting sites and things with his trusty hammer.
Hmm. Do you like wear a mask or anything or
no?
Do you have a cool
no.
Name? Okay, you're just hitting people with hammers.
That's right.
When you say hammer, what are we talking? Are we talking about ball peen hammer or like
my penis?
No, it's not a ball peen. It's kind of like a large wooden mallet, It's a specialized plumbing hammer.
That is the least serial killy weapon you could come up with. That's good. That was a good move.
Can his mask be just his mustache that he pulls off of his lips and then puts over his eyes and pulls apart like a curtain?
Tell me about this job site a little more. What's the problem at this job site?
Well, the wash is leaking all over the floor. It's a terrible mess, and the sink, don't even get me started about the sink. It's rough. It's got mildew, and the pipes are crooked.
the pipes are crooked.
It looks like a non-union job to me.
It's a non-union job, that's why we're here. I'm just kidding, we're totally union, 100%. Go Dodgers. I hate plumbing problems and big lizards. Whichever one comes first.
Apropos of nothing.
Apropos of absolutely nothing.
Where did the lizards come from?
They're obviously not Brooklyn. We don't have them here. That's why I live here. Because they don't have lizards.
So as you guys trace the pipes that you need to do, you can see some of them go into sort of a basement door.
Oh, no.
A cellar door?
We might have to get permission from the landlord to get down here, Luigi.
You definitely have permission from the landlord.
Did we get permission from the landlord? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, you did. You did get permission.
Okay, we got permission. Let's go down through this door and follow the pipes.
Yeah, age before beauty, Mario. Go ahead.
Of course I'm going through first. I'm not going to let your young ass go through here. I open the door. And I go through the door. I follow the pipes.
So, you open this door.
I open the door.
Did you get on the floor?
I didn't get to the dinosaur, that's for sure, because there are a bunch of lizards.
That's weird. There's a sign in this Luigi's shop that says, Goon Goon acting like a Goomba. I wonder what that means.
That's a weird thing to say in Brooklyn. Hashtag keep Brooklyn weird. Am I right?
As always.
Am I right? What year is it? Can I even say that? Do we know what hashtags are?
That is actually an excellent question. I would like to know the answer to that.
Is it possible for players to railroad the GM?
Yes, it is.
We do it all the time here on Roleplay Retcon. Yeah, Let me tell you what.
So, because the original movie is so beloved, a lot of times what we're doing is burning down the old thing and sort of like rebuilding it from the ashes, but I don't think we should try to do that in this. So I think everyone should try to imagine what we're doing is we're doing a modern remake of that movie.
All right, so it's present day.
Okay, anyway, so as you're walking into this room that we've been describing for 45 minutes, this room is very small. It's like the size of like a janitor closet, or maybe a little bigger than a janitor closet,
like two janitor closets.
Yeah,
like two of them back to back.
Maybe like the size of a small bedroom, but it's not a bedroom at all. And it's
the
a
love
square,
seat of janitor's closets.
It's a square room, and you can find a light. You'll find a light switch on the wall, and it makes a single bulb illuminate above this room. And in the middle of this room, sticking out straight out of the middle of the room and leading downward, is the largest pipe you've ever seen.
Luigi, that's the largest pipe I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't think the 3/16 is going to cut it.
Both of you could easily fit down into
it. We could fit down this pipe? Oh my god, Luigi, this is a large pipe.
Take a peek down in there, Mario. What do you see?
I mean, I'm going to look down there. Hand me my torch.
Here you go. Here's your torch.
I don't know why I'm calling it a torch and not a flashlight.
Yeah, you're not British. Like,
we're not. I mean, Bob Hopkins definitely is, but...
Oh, I guess so. Yeah. Fun fact, during the filming, Bob Hopkins actually said torch instead of flashlight, and they kept it in the movie.
All right, I'm gonna shine my flashlight down the hole in the pipe.
It does. You can see the edges of the pipe, like the walls of the pipe is your, but it's just black at the bottom. The flashlight doesn't touch it. However, as you are looking into this pipe, you feel your balance begin to waver.
Luigi, catch me! I'm gonna fall down in the hole!
Actually, I want you to do an agility check.
I'll do that thing you just said. I'm going to press the agility.
So this is our first, like, just attribute check, like, outside of combat. But these basically work the same as they did in combat. You just roll your dice pool, and you tell me what number, how many pips you got showing.
I got 14. 14 pips.
Well, you really do, that's pretty good roll, and you really do your best to regain your balance. And it feels like you should have been able to, but it almost feels like something is sucking and drawing you into this pipe. Like, that there's more than just gravity at stake. And, Luigi, I also want you to do an agility check.
Not as good as mine, though, Luigi.
Living in his shadow all the time.
How much did you get?
13.
I'm just saying that's not player one quality right here.
Okay, as you see Mario begin to tip over into this pipe, what do you do, Luigi?
I'm going to try and backpedal.
Luigi, grab my fan and keep me from falling down. I
try and backpedal, but my feet just kind of, you know, do the cartoon whoop, 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 and start sliding heel first towards the pipe and start reaching out for Mario's tool belt to grab on.
So you do, with your agility roll, you're able to get a hold of his tool belt. However, you are not able to keep him from falling into the pipe, and both of you tumble into it, into darkness.
Wow!
Wow! Oh my god, I'm falling forever!
Mario, are we still falling?
I'm pretty sure we're still falling, Luigi.
I'm getting you hungry.
Did you not pocket sandwich in your toolbox like I did?
Hold on, I think I got some of my pocket spaghetti here.
Check your pocket lasagnas.
Pocket pastas.
Pocket pastas, that's the TM, that's trademarked by the Mario Brothers. Pocket pasta.
After falling and eating your sandwiches for what feels like a long time.
I'm sorry, sir. A sandwich is a pasta. Like a squid is a lizard, which it is not.
Lasagna is arguably a pasta sandwich.
You eat your cannoli that you've been having pipe dreams about all day.
Oh. I didn't know we were getting fancy in here.
Just like Ma used to make. Except you don't have a Ma.
Oh, God. He did it to me again. Now I don't have a mother nor a father.
So you two brothers, you suddenly, you find yourself being ejected out the top of this pipe again.
Whoa!
And you fall onto the floor, and you are otherwise no worse for wear. Maybe that fall doesn't feel great, but you are once again in this sort of slightly damp tiled room with this pipe in the middle, and what do you guys do?
I told Luigi, you, we open the door, we get on the floor.
Luigi, are you all right? Luigi.
Yeah, I'm Luigi, good.
You okay?
I'm feeling fine. How are you?
I know you're the one without the patent. That's a line from the movie. It didn't make any sense. I kind of forced it, but it's there.
It's because I heard patent instead of padding.
Patent. The patent. The patent. The patent. I'm just going to say it over and over.
Till it loses all meaning.
I also heard patent.
Anyways, where are we?
Where are we?
Where are
I mean,
we?
That's the third Wario brother.
I'm not
we
here,
are we?
Sorry, I'm not here. We are we Mario.
Hey, turn on that torch there. What do we got? What do we see?
You mean my flashlight? I'll turn on my flashlight.
So of course the door exiting this room is still there.
Does it look like the room we just left?
Yeah. You're in the same room.
Well, clearly we didn't fall. It was all some sort of weird cannoli hallucination.
Oh, the cannoli sweats.
So let's just leave. I mean, or, well, we got to do a job. So where are the pipes we were looking for?
There's obviously some problems here with the pipes. They go nowhere. There's some sort of weird time loop pipe we got going on here. I think this might be above our pay grade.
Luigi, I mean, clearly nothing happened. We just passed out from a bad cannoli.
Oh, it's so the sewer gases. Yeah.
It's just the sewer gases coming from this giant pipe.
Let's get out of here.
Okay, let's go back to the truck.
As you open the door to this room,
Cricket-ree.
the room, what is beyond is not what was always there. The stairs leading down to this basement room are no longer there. Instead, you're in a slightly dim room that is only lit from some windows high above on a wall next to you. This is a mostly empty room except for a desk on one far wall, another door that looks like it has some sort of lock on it, and lining the wall are what look like mannequins. I warned you, Jinzi. I warned you several weeks ago that there would be mannequins in this. I gave you a content warning.
I forgot until just now.
You didn't warn me there'd be mannequins. I feel betrayed.
Yeah, well, I needed your genuine reaction. But what I got was Jinzi's instead, so...
I forgot about the mannequins.
Anyway, there are a lot of mannequins, and to add on top of this, they're wearing strange smiling masks.
I don't like this, Mario.
They're not highly detailed masks, but they sort of have... They just have some... They're like red masks with a sort of simple smiling face carved into them. But the mannequins aren't doing anything, of course, because they're mannequins. What do you guys want to do?
I don't think we're in Luigi's not-affiliated pasta shop anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong, Luigi. Let's go check that door there, and we'll see if we can get out of here.
I guess I slowly creep past the mannequins, just side shuffling, making sure to have my front to them at all times.
I walk bravely through without slinking or stealthing at all.
The masks kind of look like they're watching you as you go by, but you're pretty sure it's just a like Disney's Haunted Mansion thing and you're just sort of imagining it. Mario, when you get to the door is locked. You try getting through it. You try trying the knob, but it's also very heavy.
Are we looking at a padlock situation here, or is the handle itself locked?
The handle itself is locked. It has a keyhole in it.
I think I got just the thing for this.
Oh, yeah?
Let's
see what you can do with it, Luigi. You're the expert on the locks of the doors.
Part of my upbringing, as you know, is sneaking into places. I have... As part
sounds
of my
like
origins.
A terrible upbringing, Luigi. I'm not gonna lie to you. Sounds like you was up to some no goods when you was growing up.
Let me get out my lock picking tools real quick.
Okay, I'll let you do that.
So that is one of my equipments. With one of my exploits, it gives me my lock pick tools. I'm a trespasser. So what do you think? Which skill should I use for this lock pick?
I mean, if it were me, I would say logic.
Logic makes sense to me.
Here we go, rattle around in the keyhole here. I feel a couple pins, a couple clicks, and I roll a 14.
You feel like it should be working. You've done this many times, and you're doing it right. But there's something like this lock isn't built like a standard lock or something like that. And you just can't quite seem to get this unlocked.
I can't quite seem to get it, Mario. I don't know what this is. Like some lock I never come across before.
Clearly some wise guy locked us in, Luigi. Let me get on my cell phone and I'll call Luigi's nondescript lasagna emporium and see if they'll answer. Beep, boop, beep, 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 boop, beep, beep, boop, beep. Ring.
No.
Ring, ring.
Ring. Your phone does whatever your phone would do if it had absolutely no service.
No number exists of this nature. Please hang up your dial again.
Why is your error message in your phone your own voice?
I programmed it myself.
Does your phone go boop 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 boop?
It does do those numbers. It does do those numbers. Luigi, let's check that desk. Maybe they left a key for us in there.
So we both go for a drawer and our hands brush against each other awkwardly.
They do. It's very weird.
I defer to Mario.
Hi. None of that.
How you doing? Alright. I open the top drawer.
There is what looks like a key in there.
Hey, is it first try? Player one gets it every time. I take the key.
And are you sort of like showing it to Luigi?
Look, Luigi, I got a key. It's right here.
I should have thought of this.
Luigi, as you look at Mario and the key, you suddenly realize that there is someone standing behind Mario.
Wow! Mario, look out behind you!
I slowly turn around and look behind me.
And you meet eyes with the one of the masks on these mannequins that is now their its eyes are illuminated.
What? Is it a floating mask?
Oh no, it's still attached to the mannequin.
It's on a mannequin. Alright, I'm gonna take my hammer. Let me find it.
We should technically do initiative, but I'm just gonna let you hit this guy with a hammer.
Alright, I'm gonna roll my hammer here. Hold on just one. Hold on to your butts.
Now we're doing Jurassic Park, huh?
A 15.
Yeah, you clock this thing right in the face. And it flings across the room and its mask comes off of its face. And it just sort of like crumples to the ground and doesn't move anymore.
Good. I don't like no creepy mannequin sneaking up on me.
But now every mannequin in this room, its eyes light up and they all turn to look at you and they step down off of their plinths. Now their arms are sort of transforming, it looks like, and they're not really mannequins at all. They may be machines. They may be androids.
Luigi, run. They're all Megatrons. We gotta go.
I'm on it. I'm running.
And so their hands are transforming into something. And one of them points it at you and suddenly, and like bright flashes are coming out the end of it, and you hear bullets ricocheting nearby you.
Run! I throw the key to Luigi, and I'm like, run to the door, get out of here!
I got it, Mario!
I'm right behind you, run!
Can I...
use them long legs!
Unlock the door?
Yeah, you unlock the door with the key. We don't need an attribute check for you unlocking a door with a key. And you guys run through, and you are now, like, in a hallway.
Jesus, what's wrong with... shut the door behind us.
Lock it.
Give me the key.
I locked it.
Lock it.
You still hear like lots of bullets like ricocheting off of the door. But you locked it behind you. What are you doing?
Yeah. Do you think that was the Scapellis? Did they set these hijinks up?
It was definitely the Scapellis. Let's get out. Keep running. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. Where are we, GM? Tell us what I'm looking at.
You're in a hallway. There is a turn in front of you going to the left.
Was this door at the end of the hall?
Yes, it seems to be.
Wow, that's a weird hallway.
As you are standing here discussing this, the door behind you burst open again.
Let's go, Mario!
Son of a bitch, keep going! Run!
Yes, you guys are running, and there are dozens and dozens of these mannequins. Now all of their chain gun arms are firing at you. You see, as you turn the hallway, you see, you could keep going, you could keep running to the right, or you could, you could take a ventilation shaft, like an air duct. Which one do you want to do?
Let's keep going to the right. I got a good feeling about the right there, Luigi.
I'm following Mario.
Okay, I'm gonna need you guys to do then... I need to look up something here real quick.
All right, I'm ready to roll when you're ready to roll.
Okay, do either of you have a running skill?
I yes. do. I okay. got a running skill right
I
here.
I want you... Okay, basically you guys are just going to try to run down this these hallways and try to get away from these androids. That seems to be your goal.
That's our lot in life. That's what we want to do.
So, we're going to do... This is one thing that's really cool about Woin. We're going to do a chase. You may choose either strength or agility to run, and also add your running skill to it. So go ahead, both of you, and do that.
I got a 13.
Okay.
I got a 13, Mr. Voice. Ah, look at Luigi running faster than his big brother.
It's the long legs.
It's the goddamn long legs, I swear to God.
Okay, so both of you won that contest. That's cool. So the first participant in this chase, which I'm just rolling for the swarm. I'm not going to roll for all 20 of them or however many there are.
I think you should roll for all 20.
Oh, yeah?
Is that good podcasting? Take the time to do it.
Yeah.
It's now a week later.
They failed. No, that's not true. You all succeeded. Yeah. So they also, but the first person to 3 wins will win this chase. If that makes sense. So do another check.
This again?
Yeah, do it again.
God. Jesus.
But first, we're gonna say you guys come up to this other hallway. You continue to see. You can take either the left or the right. Which way do you want to go?
Luigi, you pick this one.
I can't do it under pressure, Mario. You gotta pick it.
All right, we gotta go left to confuse their computer brain. We're gonna go left.
Everyone knows that robots don't know how to go left. They have to do like Zoolander does. All right, so do that same check again.
Mario, this really reminds me of that time that we were running after we stole the communion wafers from Mother Magatha down at St. Clary's Cathedral. Remember that?
Luigi, we promised we wasn't going to talk about that no more.
It was a sin, for sure.
Oh, look, we got 2 more than his big brother once again.
You're doing good.
Legs.
You did confuse their computer brains, and they actually failed that check. So you have 2 successes to their 1 success, so do it. Once more, you are at you can either take some stairs up, or you can keep running like forward. And at the end of this hallway, you can see double doors.
Listen, we were underground, but so stairs would lead up to the ground, but double doors usually lead outside. Luigi, you take this one.
I can't do it, Mario.
All right, let's go outside. The double doors. Run straight ahead.
All right, so do that check again.
Running it again. I'm going to click the button. I got a 14.
All right. Yeah, all right. You guys...
Oh, look who's number one now. It's Mario.
You got the 3 successes. So you feel these bullets now like zipping past your ears. But you make it to the double doors. What do you do? You can see a city street outside.
As we burst through the doors, I want to turn around and chuck the key back at him. Keep your goddamn key is what I say.
All of them immediately stop stop chasing you. And they all their masked faces like turn to the key and one of them picks it up and all of their arms stop being guns and they begin to walk calmly back from where they came. And you have won the chase.
Luigi, this is a weird place. Where the hell are we?
Well, I'm beginning to think that I fell and hit my head on the way over to Luigi's.
Well, if you fell and hit your head on the way to Luigi's, then why am I here?
That's a good question. I don't have answers like this.
You might not. Let's go ask some constable or something. I don't know.
As you look around, you are certain you are no longer in Brooklyn.
Where are we? We're definitely not in Brooklyn no more, Luigi.
It has some trappings of Brooklyn. It's certainly a city. You're standing on a sidewalk. There is a street in front of you.
We were just in a place saying that's Waluigi's Lasagna. What is that?
No. In fact, the building you just exited, you did seem to come out the front of it, and above the door, in big, like, impact font letters or something. Maybe not impact font, but, you know. In some cool... No, it's the letters look kind of like the font they use in, like, Sonic games and the act.
Sure, bold letters.
The big bold letters. Yes, I'm sorry, I love fonts. It says, Subcon.
Subcon?
And all around you on the streets, walking down the streets, are all sorts of strange people. A lot of them look like they have mushroom heads. They just like they're mushroom people. A lot of them are reptilian. You see
reptiles.
Yeah, you see occasionally. Occasionally in the crowd is a human like you. But they're much rarer than the other people. And there's just all sorts of other kinds of people. It's a very diverse crowd, just all shapes and sizes. But they're all very creature-y. They're mostly not Homo sapien looking. And racing down the streets in front of you, driving extraordinarily dangerous as all manner of cars. Some of them look like muscle cars with giant sparking engines coming out the top of them. All of them are highly customized. They have flame decals and faces painted on them. Some of them look like strange things, like baby carriages or something like that. As you look around, you also see trappings of what would be like a surveillance state. You see a lot of cameras around. On like streetlights and stuff, but particularly on the front of this building, but also on streetlights and other places, like everything is always sort of being watched.
Oh my! I think I know what's going on.
Tell me, Luigi. You got all the schooling.
You know all those tabloids I keep around and those TV shows I'm watching, like Sightings and Unsolved Mysteries.
That garbage. You still reading that garbage, Luigi?
So here's the thing. Some people speculate that the Earth itself is hollow, that there's something underneath that we don't quite know. Maybe a whole other civilization. We just fell down that pipe for a very long time.
Luigi, are you trying to tell me that we're at the center of the Earth?
I don't quite know if we're at the center yet, but I'm telling you, we fell for a long time.
Are you trying to tell me or we are below ground right now?
I think we might be underneath Brooklyn. I think we might be somewhere else completely.
Man running the show, I look up at the sky. I see. Does it look like a cave?
It's hard to tell. You're in a city and you know what light pollution does to the sky. But
I mean, I know that, but I mean,
you don't see a cave. Sky? You don't see a cave ceiling.
There are no stalagmites up there, stalactites, whichever the ones. They hold tight to the ceiling, so they're tights.
You see darkness in the air above you. Like it could be a sky, but it's not definitive. You see darkness at the edge of town.
I don't see no stalactites up there, Luigi. I don't think we're on the ground.
One person's going to get my Bruce Springsteen reference, and I'll love that person.
Well, it ain't me. I'm sorry.
As you are standing here arguing about what to do, you hear a whistling in the air.
I heard a whistle.
You guys know how I feel about perception checks.
Can we do a perception check?
I don't know what they were. What do they call it? Is that what intuition is in this, I guess?
I mean, more than likely.
One of you do an intuition check for me.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it. I gotta hit the button. There we go. A 10.
Okay. You zero in on where it's coming from, and it's coming from the sky above you. And you see a small object rocketing towards you. And as it comes closer and closer to you, you only have seconds to determine this, but it looks like it's a blue turtle shell with spikes on it.
Jesus! I pushed Luigi out of the way.
Both of you, like, dive for cover, but it seems to home in on you, and it draws closer and closer to you, and then stops.
Are we dead?
I think I'm gonna need a change of pants, Mario.
I mean, you're telling me.
And then, a blue turtle head wearing flight goggles pops out with an envelope in its mouth.
Hello?
It tries to, like, sort of stick its head out at you like it's trying to get you to take the envelope from it.
Do you want something from me?
I think he wants you to take the envelope, Mario.
The envelope? Oh, he's got an envelope in his mouth. You want me to take this from you?
And it nods its head. It's very cute, by the way.
I don't know about cute. He's a lizard, but I will take the envelope.
It whistles cheerfully and flies away again.
Okay. Bye. Luigi, I got an envelope.
Open it up, Mario. What'd you say?
I'll open the letter. I use my plumbing knife.
There is a small note inside.
What's it say? I read it. Mario and Luigi. How did they know our names in this letter here? Let's continue reading. Go to Bullet Bill's Bar and Grill in the Rogueport District. It's safe there. Order a Dizzy Fuzzy from the bar. I'll explain everything to you once you have arrived. There's a little hyphen there and a P inside of a wing. It might stand for the amount of pee that is now in my pants.
I got some peas of my own in my pants.
I got a lot of peas here because there was a blue thing that came right at me. It was very scary.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, thanks for listening. By the way, you just heard me whistle, which is something that I just learned how to do because I've been practicing. Listen. That was me whistling. You're welcome.
That's good.
Whistling
okay.
is
that's okay. You can show off. It's okay.
Someone else is just showing off. That was really good, Jensie. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I did that. Definitely was not Alex. That was okay. Totally me.
Okay. We're taking a break just to do some housekeeping here, and it will be real quick because this is a long episode.
This is how I keep my house.
Yeah. If this is your first episode you've ever listened to, and you're feeling a little confused, try listening to the episode before this one. We talk about Woyne,
the rookie camp.
Yeah, the rookie camp episode. We talk about Woyne and a little bit about the movie and why we're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're still confused after that, what are the next steps,
Charlie? I guess you just have to put on your big boy pants and learn to fly. I'm not as good at this as Alex is.
Wait, are we flying now?
Are you not?
Putting on our big boy pants and learning how to fly.
Do you remember when we said we were going to make this quick?
I've had too much acting juice for this.
Put on your big boy shorts and make this short. Let's go.
Hey, Charlie, will you talk about Challenger Deep? Since you know those
dudes? Challenger Deep, they are a band out of Atlanta. They specialize in math rock. I've seen several of their shows live. And
math, isn't that for nerds?
Yes, and so are video games. I feel like their music is like really, really gives me like the Sonic vibe, or like, you know, some of the old Sega Genesis or Super Nintendo game 16-bit music, 32-bit music. It's a lot of fun. It gets me pumped every time I listen to it. Check them out on Spotify. I think they're available just about everywhere else too. Apple Music. YouTube's also.
They've let us use their music for this series, like kind of as a soundtrack. So anytime you hear like a rock sound, that's them. But the orchestral stuff is the original movie score by Alan Silvestri.
Which is great.
Which is good. Which is very good. Want to thank some people for talking about the show. Jensie, you want to run through these?
Yeah, Fran Sweeney and Kim from Chaotic Goodness. As always, they're our biggest fans, and we appreciate them. Dungeons Deep RPGs podcast. Thank you guys so much. Dungeons and Pop podcast. Geeksploration podcast. We appreciate all of our podcast friends. Haley Cook. She was on our Twilight episode. She's also one of our biggest fans. Thank you, Haley. At Stephen Mister. We appreciate at Stephen Mister. At Sketchmazoid, artist for webcomic Gravelseed. We really appreciate him. Kent Blue of Role to Play podcast. Thank you to Kent Blue. And SNES is Live. Thank you so much. Thank you all. Also, Woyne, the system that we're using, What's Old Is Now, was created by Mike Myler, and he's also a really cool dude. So thank you for that.
So we have a Patreon. I always say it wrong. It's Patreon. Is it Patreon or Patreon?
Don't patronize me.
It's Patreon. So you're just messing with me, Alex.
Like they're patrons, okay. Ben.
Yeah, I get that. But you also, you thank people for their patronage, don't you? No, you thank them for their patronage.
Yep.
Okay, anyway. Our top tier lets us read anything once a month, and everyone got their stuff in this time. So I'll read the one from Benjamin Blasius because we share the same energy.
That's my brother. His name's Ben.
He went way under his 250 character limit and just says, "Don't panic and carry a towel." I get it. I get the reference.
Is that a reference to something, Benjamin?
It's a reference to something.
I don't think
what
it's
is it a reference to
a supernatural.
Yeah. That doesn't sound right.
It's not supernatural.
The Traveler's Handbook for Everything.
Alex, right. Why don't you read the one from Nick?
This one's from my littlest brother.
Nicholas Blasius. His message is, hey, a message for Roleplay Retcon is wishing me, myself, Alex, and Jency a happy birthday, as well as a happy belated birthday to Benjamin, whose birthday was last month.
Nick, thank you.
I think this episode actually comes out on my birthday, the 18th.
Aww. I think that's correct. Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Jency's was the 6th?
Yes, mine.
And Jency, read the one that, read our last one.
Yes. So Franz Sweeney, aka my best friend, says, Red Delicious apples are fake, not even apples. Disgusting as all hell. Tastes like wet sawdust. This has been a PSA. Thank you.
Those are some strong opinions about apples.
I didn't know you felt that way, Jency.
That was from Swan, from Franz.
From Swan? Are you sure they're even your best friend?
Swan Feeney.
I'm so sorry, from Franz Sweeney.
Can Swan Feeney is like Franz's like Wario?
I'm so sorry. I just got a little bit tongue-tied.
Please keep that in, Ben.
Please don't keep that. From Fran Sweeney.
I am not going to waste my life editing the break. Like, I'm just not. All right. That's it. That's all for now.
If you like us, spread us to all your friends.
Yes, please. There's not enough of you listening, and my ego can't handle it, so.
Tell your family. Help my ego. Tell your friends.
Thank you.
Tell your congressman to listen to Roleplay Retcon.
Alex just cut out, and I think he might have said concubines.
I said congressman. Oh.
Yes, cough the name Roleplay Retcon into your congressman's face.
Tell them whilst you're eating them to listen to Roleplay Retcon.
While you're eating them?
You're supposed to eat the rich, right?
Eat the rich. You are supposed to eat the rich.
That's right.
Who's rich?
Okay. But that's all I got.
Back to the episode.
Thanks, bye.
Bye, kisses.
Okay, so what do you guys want to do?
Hey, can we flag down somebody nearby? Excuse me, ma'am.
I was about to say the same thing, Luigi.
Do an intuition check for me, Luigi. Even though I hate them.
A tree.
Oh, that's three solid ones there, Luigi. That's what we would call a crit fail.
Hey, Mario, why don't you do one?
I will do that thing. Hold on. Let me find my sheet. An intuition. I press the button. A 9. I got a 9.
That's good. Mario, you see that one of these, like, strange vehicles zooming by you, you can see one of them coming around the corner. If you didn't think you weren't in some kind of weird alternate universe or something, you'd swear it was a taxi. It's yellow. It's sort of taxi-shaped.
I put out my thumb.
The taxi sees you. That's not how you hail a taxi, but the taxi sees you anyway.
Hey, you hail your taxis the way you do it. I'll hail the taxis the way I do it.
But maybe that seems to work in this city. The window rolls down, and one of those, like, mushroom-headed people are in there, and he says, hey, you guys need a ride?
Hey, Mac.
Our voices are very similar.
It's real weird. I gotta say. But we're going to this place, Bullet Bill's Bar and Grill.
Ugh, in Rogueport?
I think that's in fact the one, yeah.
That's not a safe part of the city, but yeah, you.
Well, wanna... I mean, this letter here that I got from P, it says it says right here, it's safe.
P, and you say P, and his eyebrows kind of shoot up.
Does a mushroom have eyebrows?
That's what I'm saying. The eyebrows was with a question mark.
Holy shit! What? My Mario's a very foul-mouthed son of a bitch. I'll tell you what.
Anyway,
it's okay, so
this mushroom goes, yeah, hop in, I'll get you there, no problem.
That didn't sound ominous at all. Let's get in the taxi, Luigi.
The taxi.
You guys get into the back, and also sitting next to this toad is a this toadstool person, excuse me, is a sort of. I just want to kind of paint a picture I didn't really get earlier. If you're imagining the toadstool people from Mario, that's not really quite accurate. These look more like a Like a portobello mushroom? They're much
like
more
the guy from Mellow Mushroom.
They look a lot like the guy from Mellow Mushroom stuff. Yes.
Yeah. That's
yeah. Yeah. They're much more like a realistic mushroom people. But they're pretty short, like the mushroom people are. They're like they only come up to about your belts, guys. And they have these like wide heads. And this guy is sort of like a brownish mushroom, and there's a mushroom next to him that has more of like some spots on it, and they're more of a reddish hue. And he goes, "All right, hey guys, I'm Toad. How you doing? This is my girlfriend Toadette.
This is Luigi. I'm Mario.
Actually, I want your guys' opinion on this because I googled this and 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 googled this.
That's a lot of googling you've just done.
Is Toadette Toad's girlfriend, friend, or sister?
I mean, I'm always...
I think it can be whatever you want it to be.
I'm always of the romantic affiliation.
Okay.
I feel that they bone on the regular.
Okay, okay, well...
they spore on the regular?
I mean, hopefully. They could be sister and brother
up.
If they want
stop
to.
Stop it. No, Jensen, you set him up for that.
You know, I did not!
You absolutely did.
Okay, do not blame this on me. Do not blame this on me.
You should have known, though.
All I'm saying is love is love.
Okay.
That's now, all I'm saying.
Okay. One vote for it's romantic. What do you say, Charlie?
Vote. I vote also.
Sure.
Well, yeah, that's two. Romantic. It doesn't matter what you think, Charlie.
Well, it does matter what he thinks.
Charlie, okay, you are it. Valid and you matter.
So yeah. So this is my girlfriend, Toadette.
Nice to meet you, Toadette. And which one of you is driving?
A Toad is actually driving.
Toad, could you step on it? We got a place to be.
He goes, oh, I can step on it. And he does step on it. And this begins the most harrowing car ride of your lives.
Jesus, you could let me put on a seatbelt at least. Where's the seatbelt?
A what now? A seat belt?
A seat belt. Where's
listen, if you forgot
belt?
Your belt at home, I can't help you, buddy.
Listen, I'm wearing my tool belt. Where's my seat belt?
Toadette, do you have any idea what they're talking about? And she just like shrugs her shoulders and goes, no, I don't know.
Hey, could you scoot the seat up a little bit? There's not much room back here. Get it?
Yeah, my brother's got long legs. I apologize for him.
Yeah, you're real funny. You're real funny.
Yeah, you're a fun guy too.
like he just,
did it.
He just like glares at you in the rearview mirror.
I love that Alex is still laughing in character.
He does not scoot the seat forward. You're driving and he goes like, so I don't mean to be rude, but like I don't recognize you guys, and you know your tall folk, you know, humans aren't I mean, it's not like there's none of you guys walking around, but I ain't seen a new human in 20 years.
I mean, listen, bub, this is the first time I've talked to a mushroom, so, I mean, not since college, at least.
And Toadette's eyes widen, she says, so you're from, and she gets real quiet and says, out of town?
We're from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
And she says, so it does exist. So did you come through the pipe?
I mean, there was a pipe, we did fall down it, and now we woke up in a room full of very strange masked men. They were all horny about this key that we had to get out of the room. Now we're here. We're with you fine folk.
The pipe's real. The pipe's real.
I mean, it's right back there. If you want to, where you picked us up, you could go in that building and see it, but I would not recommend it.
Yeah, and like Toadette goes, in Subcon? Wart's got the pipe. That's not good.
I don't know what that means. You're going to have to speak some English again.
Yeah, the princesses are going to want to meet you for sure.
Princesses?
Yes, plural.
Plural? I haven't seen a princess ever. On the account that I'm from Brooklyn.
They're not.
And I'm pretty sure princesses live in England.
I've seen a few queens, but...
Yeah, queens we got. We got queens in spades.
He runs into several other cars and runs them off the road.
I want to react appropriately each time he does such.
Can you give me a little taste of that?
What are you doing? It's a guy sitting there. You're going to run right into him. There was a red light. You ran a stop sign.
There were none of those things.
you double parked on the freeway, and I'm running out of traffic, Toymes.
You do arrive in front of a bar that's called Bullet Bill's Bar and Grill. And he goes, all right, we're here. Listen, if the princesses want you, this one's on the house. I gotta figure if you guys are fresh in town, you don't exactly got any money anyway.
I mean, I got plenty of money. I pull out a few bills and I put them in his tray.
He's like, well, paper, huh? That's...
I mean, you don't take good American money. This is pure American money. Earned hard for my sweat.
Listen, I believe you, but if you don't got coins, then it ain't gonna help me. So,
I mean, I got coins. I start fishing out quarters for my underwear.
These aren't even gold. Wow, what kind of crazy place on the other side of the pipes? This ain't even gold.
I thank the nice toadman for the ride.
Hey, take care. Maybe we'll see you again.
I do hope so.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you.
I'm just being nice.
Thank you, Toad. Thank you, Toadette. Drive safe.
Their taxi speeds away.
These crazy people here, Luigi, I swear.
That was the single most harrowing experience of my life so far.
I mean, we've had a rough day for sure. I want to take a look at this building. Mr. Voice, could you please explain the building to me?
It just looks like a dive bar, but it has a neon sign outside that says Bullet Bill's Bar and Grill.
Is there a neon sign of a bullet with a smiley face on it?
There is not.
Well, I am very disappointed in you and your mother.
Whoa. You may be happy later.
Okay, let's go into the bar.
Buy me a drink, Mario.
Luigi, I will buy you... let me check my notes here. I will buy you a Dizzy Fizzy.
A Dizzy Fuzzy.
I my note says Fizzy. I don't know what to tell you.
did they grab the letter or?
I mean I've got the letter.
Coming from an outsider. Okay, you got the letter.
I've got the letter right here. I'm not going to let it go. It's got pee all over it.
Okay, good idea. Excellent.
Inside is, it's just a bar. It's just a real divey bar. There's, like, nobody in here, just about, except for someone behind the bar. A huge man with a lot of muscles, behind the bar.
It's like 10 o'clock. I should hope there's no one in this bar.
Well, it was actually, I didn't say this earlier, but the sky was dark. It seems to be nighttime. It wasn't nighttime when you went into the pipe, certainly, but it is now.
Well, then I feel very bad for this barman and his lack of patrons. Let us go facilitate his counter.
He's sort of cleaning a glass, and he goes like, oh, hey, fellas.
Classic barman.
We don't actually open for a couple of hours, but...
Listen, it's dark outside. Why wouldn't she be open?
It's like 10 o'clock in the morning, man.
But it's dark outside. Are you telling me that it's dark 10 o'clock in the morning? Are we in Alaska or something?
He kind of looks around and he's just sort of like, he just does that thing where someone just like nervously laughs when they don't know what you're talking about and don't understand how to continue the conversation. He's like, hey, yeah, okay. How can I help you?
I hear you boys like coins around here, so I plop a couple of fat quarters down. Please give me a Dizzy Fizzy. As it states here in this letter from P.
Alex, are you... like, I'm looking at it, and it does not say Dizzy Fizzy.
I know, I'm doing it to make you mad.
He's like, these aren't even made of gold. And he goes, also, did you mean a Dizzy Fuzzy?
Listen, read the letter yourself. It says Dizzy Fizzy.
And he goes, okay, that definitely says Dizzy Fuzzy, so...
I don't know what to tell you. I just want the drink from the P lady... And then we'll be on our way.
He reaches underneath his bar and he does something underneath the bar. And the sort of drink counter behind him, you know, where all the bottles are kept, all the part of it slides upward. And there's a door there that has a big question mark spray painted on it.
Is this one of them speakeasies I keep hearing about, Luigi?
I got no idea, Mario.
I mean, hipsters are always throwing on and on about them speakeasies. Do we need to know a password?
I think the password's Dizzy Fuzzy, Mario.
I'm pretty sure it's Dizzy Fizzy, Luigi.
You can just go through the door.
See, I told you, Luigi. Obviously, it was the answer. I appreciate your patronage here at the bar. Keep those coins on me. Can I get my drink, please?
And he goes, there's not really a drink called Dizzy Fuzzy.
See, everyone's going on about this fuzzy drink. I told you it was Dizzy Fizzy. Let's go through the door.
You go through the door, and in this back room is not a speakeasy. In fact, it seems to be some sort of rudimentary headquarters. And there are three people in here. One of them is a redheaded woman, and she has what looks like
binoculars. Does she have binoculars?
She does not have binoculars, and I have no idea what you're driving at. But she's wearing what looks like, it's kind of like a soccer uniform, but it's got like some like pretty gnarly like shoulder pads and elbow pads, and she even has sort of like a half plate, like it almost looks like it's bulletproof armor on her like torso. And then another woman is sort of like sitting away from you at this table, and she's like tinkering with something, and she has headphones in.
Are they binoculars? Is she taking aim with binoculars?
They're not binoculars. What? I don't get what you're doing. What is this joke?
There's no joke.
What is the binoculars?
It's a no joke joke.
Anyway, sure, they're binoculars. She's tinkering binoculars.
I knew it. Luigi, I told
you. They're sort of a weird high-tech Sam Fisher style binoculars. They have like a third eye on them. Yeah, and she...
Look at them jeepers peepers.
She looks pretty young. She looks like she could be like teenaged, and she has some like blonde hair over one eye that she...
Blonde hair.
Yeah, and so she turns and she looks at you kind of like shyly, and then like she kind of turns back to what she's doing. And then there's a very tall woman... there, and she is wearing like a very expensive looking pantsuit and a hat.
What kind of hat?
It's like a big wide brimmed hat, you know.
A big wide hat.
Yeah,
I got you.
And
what color is her hair?
It's dark. It's very dark hair.
It's very dark hair. All right.
Is this common Sandy?
she actually has a very similar look to Carmen Sandiego, although she is not wearing a trench coat. She's got more of a suit jacket on. She looks like she's ready to go take care of some business. So the redheaded woman turns to you and she goes, "Oh, hey, you're already here. Hi, I'm Daisy.
I'm Mario. This is my brother Luigi. We're not actually brothers. We just grew up in the same orphanage together. I felt I needed to clarify that because a lot of people think we're brothers, but we're not.
I feel like we're brothers, so.
I mean, we're pretty good friends.
We're brothers. We're brothers. Don't listen to him. He gets grumpy if he has to add his cannoli.
I do love my cannolis.
This is, over here, this is Rosalina, and she's pointing at the teenage girl with the blonde hair that's tinkering at the table, and Rosalina does not turn around again to acknowledge this. Daisy also introduces you to the other woman, who she says is Pauline, and Pauline like very politely like greets you back and says, "Hi, hello, it's nice to meet you both. I heard..."
"Nice to meet you, Pauline. Yeah, my name's Mario. This is my brother, Luigi." "He's not actually my brother. We're just born in the same orphanage. If you could be born into an orphanage, which is a weird thing to say, but
we were born of the orphanage.
We were born of the orphanage. It had us in its loving arms. You could say that it was our mom."
"Okay,
so are we really orphans at that point? I don't know.
That's very nice. It's nice of you to have taken that in stride. Yes. And she sort of sits back down and looks very poised.
Yeah, you take a load off there. Which one of you's P? Which one of you's got the P? I guess it's Pauline. Pauline's name starts with P, so you're clearly P.
Pauline says, no, it's actually not me. I'm not P. I'm just Pauline. But Daisy says, like, hey, if you want, as she's waiting to meet you, I can take you back there.
I mean, that's what the letter says. You can see the letter for yourself here. Here it is.
Yeah, I know.
It's addressed to us, even though we don't know who this P is.
I'm glad you got that. I was a little worried one of the Goombas might have got you, or one of the Troopas. But looks like you're
what
good.
A Goomba? What is a Goomba?
Well, we can explain all that later. They're really called Karibo, but we... I don't know.
Kariba?
It's too good of a...
Ikariba?
Too nice of a name, so we all just call them Goombas because it sounds goofy.
Goombas? You think she's talking about the Scapellis?
She might be talking about the Scapellis, Luigi. We need to watch out for them Goombas if they're Scapellis.
I knew they had something to do with this.
I mean, you're as astute as ever, Luigi.
Don't call me names.
I apologize. I did not mean to call you that.
Hey, by the way, where are we?
Where are we?
Oh.
It's clearly not Brooklyn.
No, it's not Brooklyn. I'm not sure what that is, but I imagine
Brooklyn's where we're from. Yeah, it's in New York State. I mean,
context, yes.
It's on Long Island. It's probably Eastern not on Seaboard, Long Island.
Surface of the planet Earth.
Yeah, Earth. Do you know Earth? Are we on a different planet now? Are we under the planet like Luigi seems to think?
Hollow Earth, reptiles, falling down pipes.
Mushroom peoples.
I don't have answers for a lot of those questions, but I can tell you that you are in Neo Bowser City.
Whoa.
Neo Bowser?
And when she says the words Neo Bowser City, the other two people in the room scowl. And she says, well, that's officially what it's called, but we'd like to turn it back to what it used to be called, the Mushroom Kingdom.
Where the mushroom folks are from? That's where the mushroom people lives?
Yeah. Well, and to be fair, all the other people you see that aren't mushrooms, they live here too now, and most of them aren't going to hurt you. They're just folk. But watch out. Watch out for any of them if they're in uniform or if they're, you know, don't trust people in uniforms, basically, in this city.
I got you.
I don't trust anybody. Mario's the only one I trust.
And I trust you too, Luigi. As far as I can throw you.
Which is very far.
You got them chubby little arms. You're good at throwing.
So where's this P lady?
Let me introduce you to her so you can stop calling her P lady. And Daisy...
I mean, you've had every moment to give me a name.
Daisy leads you... She's like, well, she likes to do her own introductions. And Daisy leads you to another room beyond this room that seems to be...
It's just rooms after rooms with these
people. Yeah, it is. This is a big bar, apparently. And inside this room seems to be more of a, like, actual, like, war room. There's, like, a table in the middle with, like, a map on it, you know, and that kind of thing. And, like, Jinsy, what does the person in front of them look like?
She is, kind of medium height. She's got longish brown hair, kind of olive toned skin. She looks a lot like Rashida Jones, actually.
Yay!
Who is the person who is playing this character.
Wait, I thought it was Kristen Bell.
It is specifically not Kristen Bell.
I am very confused. I will let you continue to speak.
Mario? Luigi?
The P lady?
Yeah, it's me! It's your sister, Portia!
Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey, friends. The Sprouting is a podcast that I want to tell you about and you should go listen to. It's an eldritch horror of an actual play podcast set in an apocalyptic future where eldritch plants have taken over. Magical bargains twist the fate of reality, and each survivor struggles to trust their own senses as they try to see their goals through to their ends. The show uses the rules from Call of Cthulhu to heighten the drama of the story and leave the fate of the story at the whims of the dice. And they've created a completely homebrew world, a plant apocalypse, where the senses can't be trusted. And instead, the characters must learn to trust one another. The show is completely scored by beautiful music from their in-house editor, which heightens each dramatic moment throughout the show. I've got a little promo for you here, but go check out The Sprouting. I've listened to it, you need to listen to it, and you should start with the prequel episode when you go over there. Search for The Sprouting anywhere you listen to podcasts.
With your long-forgotten name, we call upon you.
We call upon you.
In the words of the unspeakable language, we call upon you.
We call upon you.
By the spilt blood of the wicked who walk upon this world sprouting the words of false idols, we call upon you.
We call upon you.
On the land of the dead harvest, that which brings the earth itself into your service, Yamel, we call upon you.
We call upon you. We call upon you. We call upon you.
The Sprouting, a Call of Cthulhu actual play podcast by Blighthouse Studio. Find us on your podcatcher of choice.